Let us pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. Father, I submit before you. Father, I am not worthy at all, Father. I was not at all worthy to be called as your son. I was a wretched person. Even to mention about me was a shame. But you call me. This is your love. Father, there we see the difference between us and you, because you don't have an enemy. You love everyone without irrespective of their behavior or character. Lord and my Father, I thank you, Father, for that you have counted me, O Lord. Lord, I am not worthy again. Father, we thank you, Father, as today. Father, you have given the word. Father, let the word go. And Father, to whomever you want to speak, you speak, O Lord. To whichever heart that it is a seed, O Lord, let that be a seed, O Father. We give you, we submit everything unto you. Let you be the one who takes all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. We will turn to, for our meditation, we will turn to Matthew chapter 25, from 14 to the verse 30. I will read those verses. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. 15. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled the accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. And so did the second. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful in a very few things, and I will make you ruler over many, many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. 22nd verse. And he also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. 23. His Lord said unto them, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The 24th verse. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping from where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I have not sown, and I gather where I have not scattered seed. 27. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming in, I would have received back my own with interest. 28. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to every one who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. The 30th verse. And cast the unprofitable servant to the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May God bless you with this word. May the word have an effect. May the word have a penetrating effect into your hearts that separates between your soul and your spirit. May God bless you. Matthew 25:14, the first verse we are going to read. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Now, what is this kingdom? The first verse, what is the kingdom of heaven compared to? In that first 14th verse, you have everything there. What is that kingdom compared to? Do you have any idea? What is that kingdom compared to? We have a king there. It was a kingdom. So there was a king. And he had his own servants. So you have a king and his own servants. You have to understand that not servants, his own servants. Yeah. Now, because he has bought that, he has paid a price, own servants. Then the king is very rich in possession. We see that he had a lot of possessions. And this possession was too precious. Then the king has servants which are his own servants, means he was the owner of them. Then we see that the kingdom, the king decided to entrust with the servants what? His own very valuable possession. Whatever the king had, he is going to now give it to his own servants. Now, very precious. For what reason they are giving? They are giving to trade. We are supposed to trade. The purpose of giving them the resources, because he is going away to trade. Now, he will come back. Because he owns whatever the resources, we have to give it back. The servants has to give. Now, he will come and reckon and see what is how did we trade? So, our account. So, now, here, my question is, where is the kingdom of God? Where is the kingdom of God? The king, I told you, king came and gave the possessions and to his servants. Now, where is this kingdom? Where is the kingdom? Yes, it is in you and me. He has given his possessions unto us and he is gone. Who is this king? Who is this king? Who is this king? Christ, who came and he left, giving us all the heavenly blessings. We read in Ephesians chapter 1:3, all the heavenly blessings he gave us. And he left. Now he will come back and we have something to do with him. That is the reason you see that? What do you want to hear when we are point blank with God? I used point blank because we need to know that the day will come and we have to meet him face to face with an answer. So who is the servant? The servant is the one who possess the resources, the talents. Now, let us look at what are those talents spiritually mean. Here we see, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1, let a man so consider us as the servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Stewards of the mysteries of God. So let a man consider as servants of Christ. So the if we are owned by Christ, mean to say, if he has paid the price, let all those who really have a conviction that God has paid a price for you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Thank God for that. So here, we see that now the richness of this is to be given. What is the richness that is given to each steward? As for the word of God, given the mysteries of God. He has given the mysteries of God. This mystery is not available for an outsider. This mystery is only for us. And that is why it is so precious. You cannot evaluate it. You cannot say this is the price of that that talent. Now, this is the mystery of God. Having our salvation itself is a mystery. How can a murderer come and take hold this holy book and come and preach for Christ? Preaching holiness. How is it possible? That's possible only by our Lord Jesus Christ. Say hallelujah. So here we see that we came to know that it is a mystery of God, and let us look into the second verse. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one should be faithful. What does God expect from you? Faithfulness. Faithfulness is what God expects. All right. Thank God. So let's move on. Now we will see three things in this particular two verses. One is that we are servants of Christ, and he came to this world as a servant. We are servants of Christ, and he came to this world as a servant. So you see that is the first point I want to note. The second point is, what is that talent entrusted to us? That is the mysteries of God. And the third one is, what is expected from us? We will be looking at this three points in a short manner. So here, when we look at Colossians chapter 1:26, it is talking about the mysteries of God. So here, we said, one, we will look at servants, then about the mysteries of God, second, and third, to be faithful. This is what we read from the two verses. So the first one, we are looking at the mysteries of God. Colossians 1:26 says, the mystery which had been hidden from ages and generations, but now have been revealed unto his saints. Unto his saints. Now here, Jesus is calling his own servants as saints. Here we are considered as saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ living in you. That is the mystery. Are you not feeling overwhelmed when you hear this? Christ living in us. It's a beautiful, beautiful life that what we need to really cherish every day. Thank God for the mystery that he has put in you and in me. So here, what do you understand by salvation? Salvation is the one mystery that is given to all the three servants. One is who has brought five, the other one two gave five, the other one two and one. For all the three, Christ has given one talent for sure. Then, so there we see, what is the one talent? The salvation. God has given the salvation. That is what? Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is living in us. That is a mystery that he has given to all the three. You understood? All right. So here we see that the salvation is the one talent mystery that is given to all the three. Now, when you read from Ephesians, we understand that we were walking in our own course under the prince of the power of the air, our past. And we were under that spirit that was disobedient. Disobedient to the law, to God. And then fulfilling our desires of the flesh and mind. This was our nature. And we were the children of wrath. So the salvation itself, we read that God who is rich in mercy and with his great love. So he loved us with two things. One is, I always say this because I want to register in your heart. He loved us with his great mercy and great love. Great mercy accounts for all our sins, the past. And he loved us. When he loved us, he showed something very special that we cannot think of. Loving an enemy, he showed us in me. When he loved me, he showed that love which you see in the cross. When he loved me, I knew this is the God who loves an enemy. So that was clear with me. So this is salvation. Unworthy person becoming a child of God. So what happens is, when you read Romans chapter 5:17, Romans chapter 5:17, there Paul is talking about two people. One is Adam and the other one is Jesus Christ. The other person is Jesus Christ. And there, I am reading that part. For sin of this one man, who is that man? Adam. Caused death to rule over many. So, rule over many means it was ruling. It was reigning. The death was reigning. We were under the scare of death because we were supposed to be totally hell-bounded. From there, what did he do? With this wonderful grace, he lifted us up. He lifted up with these two things. He lifted us up. At the same time, I'm just reading it, rule over many, but ever greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. So at the time of salvation, are you listening? If you are listening, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, thank you. So at your salvation, you are getting this grace, unmerited favor. That is one thing. The second thing what happens is, that is what Paul writes here, gift of righteousness. How do you get the gift of righteousness? The gift of righteousness is shown to me first, because I am a sinner. I'm a murderer. He accepted me. So I understood God's righteousness, that this God loves a murderer, saves a murderer. So now that is the reason I can forgive another person who has to pay me, or I am supposed to forgive him. If suppose I see this real worth of Christ when he loved me, now it is very easy for me to forgive others. That is the gift of righteousness which is mentioned there. The gift of righteousness is given to us. So when we see there, which helps us to triumph over sin and death, to reign in life. To reign in life, we can have a life a life which is totally connected with Christ because of this wonderful grace and gift of righteousness. You never know how to love an enemy. You came to know how to love an enemy when you saw Jesus Christ loving you. God bless you for those who said amen. So the second point is we are servants in Christ. There we see, when you see Ephesians chapter 3:7, it talks about from NLT, by God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving him by spreading his good news. Now see, now this servant, God has given the privilege to do what? To spread the good news. Here Paul says, and then God has given the servants certain jobs that we see in Ephesians 4:11, because this is his own. He is paid the price and he is given, and it is mentioned in Ephesians 4:11 that these are the gifts Christ given to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. So they are given a job. The next verse says the responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. So this is the reason that God has given the talents to us. These are all talents. Maybe if Paul has given 5 talents, we cannot reach that 5 talents. That is why God has given 2 talents for another person and made both the servants equal according to his ability. So that is what God says, that according to your ability, God has given. Now, to really to be a servant, everyone has a ministry. What is the ministry, can you say? The first ministry is tell your own testimony to others. Own testimony. If you are saved, you will have a testimony. Who all are having testimony? Can you just raise your hands? Not the normal testimony. I got a car. Hallelujah. That is not the testimony. I got 50 riyals in increment. That is not the testimony. The testimony is when Jesus asked Peter, what do they say? Peter said, you are the Son of the Living God. Son of the Living God. That is the revelation. That is the revelation for us. May God bless you. So my question here, are you a trustworthy steward of God? This is a question to you. The second question, can he trust you and me with his talents? Can he trust? If God is asking, can I trust you with the talents that I have given, what will be your answer? Let that question be there on the wall of your heart. Stick it over there. All right. So let's look at the third one. What is expected from us to be faithful? We are just taking from those 2 verses. Matthew 25:15 verse, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, according to their own ability. And he went on his journey. The five talent servant went and traded them for another 5. So, we have to, before going further, we have to look into what is this trading talents. Trading. The purpose of why he is given the talents is to keep it in your pocket. No, then trade. Say trade.
Trade.
Yes. So let us look at that. That everyone has got one talent. So no one can say I did not get any talent. So how to trade? It is the truth that is in you. That salvation is a truth because it is evident. You were a sinner. Your friends were totally another type of people. Now your friends are different. Now you are longing for holiness. Now you are preaching something else. Before you were preaching what? The words that you cannot even spell out in your house. Now you are preaching what? God's wisdom. So that is a difference. Now, when you how do you trade the when you stand for Christian values, the truth, you need to pay a price. When you stand for the truth, so there we see that you are multiplying your talent, because when you have to pay a price for keeping that truth which is Christ given us. His righteousness, we have to pay a price. Without a price, we cannot stand for him. We cannot. I will just give you some examples. When someone curses you or use bad words, before it was very easy, right? You can just hit on his head or use any bad words back. But now you have to pay a price. You cannot. How you cannot? Not because of the law says like that, because Christ is in you. Now Christ is in you. Before the law was in you, now Christ is in you. So now when you pay a price, you multiply your talent. Then after that, then if you do not stop bribing for somebody, lying for something, bribing for somebody, for getting business, for getting maybe 10, 15 or 100 riyals extra, we take bribes. You sell Christ. You sell Christ at that point, if you are a servant of God. If you are a servant of God. And then the other thing is that, so if you are not going to bribe, you will multiply. If you are not going to bribe, you will multiply. Then the next one is, if you have a legal case, you have all rights to file a case against him. You have everything and the law stands with you. But you cannot do that. Why? Because you are a child of God. Why in the, can you tell me why? Because my 10,000 sins are being forgiven. So how can I put him accountable for 50 pence? You understood? So that is the place that we multiply your talents. You know, the testimony should be like this. That someone hated me, someone pushed me, someone used bad words, but now he's my friend. This should be the testimony. And so let us read one verse. You will understand what is trading. Philippians 3:7. But what things were gain unto me? Paul saying this, I have counted loss for Christ. I have counted loss for Christ. And the 8th verse, yet indeed, I also count all things loss. For what? What a beautiful verse is that. For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. So in order to have that knowledge, not the normal knowledge, the excellent knowledge of Christ Jesus. I have counted all things loss. And then he says, I have suffered loss of all things, and I count them dung. For what reason? I may win Christ. I may gain Christ. I may gain Christ. So for this, what you're doing? You are multiplying your talent. Because Paul says, I am taking the suffering because my Lord has suffered much more than this. You trade. You know, when you sing that song, I always think, I don't know how many of you, everyone is saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Everyone says that. But there is something which is added unto that before. Everyone is interested to, you know, when that comes, it's a rhythm. But do you know what you have said before? I am trading my sorrows. I am trading my sorrows. I am trading my pain. That is what it is mentioned here. So when you are saying, yes, Lord, the sound will not come if you are not trading, if you are understanding that verse. You understood? Yeah. All right. So those who understand, say hallelujah. Oh, backside, no one rises. Say once again. Backside, I don't see any hand. Hallelujah. Either they are sleeping, because I cannot see from here whether they are sleeping or not. Yeah, all right. So next is, there will be a day of settling the accounts with us. There will be a day that he is going to settle the accounts with us. 25:19 says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled the account with him. That is the heading. That is the heading. That he will come and settle the accounts with them. And at that point of time, 1 Corinthians 4:2, we have mentioned there that it is required from the stewards that one should be faithful. You don't need to go there. We have read that. At that time, when he comes, you need to be faithful. That is what is expected of you. And then the 20th verse, the five talents person came and said, Lord, you have given me five. I have made another five. And the Lord told him, well done, good and faithful servant. What a beautiful, I used to always think that, you know, when Billy Graham was asked, he was asked, your voice is so good and your preaching is so good. How talented you are. How did you get this? He said, when I die, when I meet him, this will be my first question. You understood? So, just I wanted to tell you that here you see that he came with such a gladness, that five, extra five. He didn't think about anything. Lord, I have made another five. He said, get into my joy. Get into. He is full of joy. In the right hand, it's fullness of joy. You are entering there. Ayo. The fullness of joy means what? And you are going to enter there and you are like this, you are going? All right. The 21st verse. And the Lord, okay. Then we read that it is with the second servant also. Then the 18th verse. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. This person was having the possession of the talent. But what did he do? He did not trade. He had the possession of the talent, but he did not trade. So he had, what did he do? He dug in the ground. Ground, you see, Jesus says, you put your treasures on heaven. And what did he do? He is put where? In ground. Yeah, that's it. You have to understand every point and even commas, there are meanings. Such a beautiful thing each parable is. So about that hiding in the ground, I have to tell you, he hid the talent. You gave the answer, hid in the ground. So here God calls him a lazy and wicked. I am not using it here. Lazy servant. So he is a lazy servant. Why? Because he hid. Say, I will not be a lazy servant. All right. Then the next one is one who never testified about his own salvation. We know that salvation is the one talent which is given to everyone. Now, the one who did not give his testimony anywhere, because a testimony gives life to another. So you are going to get much, much more. So who has never testified? That is the second hiding in the ground means. The first one we saw that he was lazy. Second one we saw that he is supposed to give his own testimony. Now the third thing is the one who testifies only about earthly things. I got a good job. I got a car. Whatever I said. That is the testimony. They come and say from their mouth, only these things will come. No, it is a blessing. But another person should not come on this hope that if I come to this church, I will get a car. You know, that happened. One time, 10, 15 people came from Gala, one of the camp. And I was very much there. And they all came and testified, and finally after two weeks, they started testifying that I did not have the house. The testimonies changed. And then they understood that they are not getting money. They all left. Together they left. So this is the problem of the testimony. So testimony should be not of the, it should give life. Then the next one is, the earthly, when you put it in the earth means, the thing is that we are very busy in doing our job with the commitments with our company, our owners. Now, that owner is not your owner. You have to keep it in mind. You might be busy with your job. You might be pleasing all your bosses. But ultimately, when it comes, whom you are pleasing, keep that in mind. And so here, the last thing is I want to say, hiding in the ground is that when you hide in the ground, what are you doing? When you put your talent in the ground, hiding, that means you did not do anything. That is why Jesus coming and saying, you are a lazy and a wicked person, because you had that and you didn't do anything. You kept it under the, and you were busy with showing your righteousness, because that talent you had already kept it. When God comes, I'll give. Now, what are you doing? You are interested in making, giving, how you live, because you have a talent, because of that you will be separate from others, so others will come and say you are good. Now you are taking everything for yourself. That is why you are wicked. The Bible says you are wicked. If we use it like that, then we are a wicked person. Then this person is interested in making his name big. What happens? God becomes the enemy. Now, when God becomes the enemy, because you are a king now, because you are making your own name now, God becomes an enemy. Now, what happens? He says, yes, you are a hard man. I came to know that you are a hard man. See the understanding gone. Look at the other servants. They were so joyous, happy. Now he says, you are a hard man. And he says, God's grace and love, he takes it like this. You are a man who reap from where you have not. He is telling you are a hard man. Why? Because you reap from where you have not sown. And you gather from where you have not scattered. So you are a hard man. He was not happy when that 11th hour person came and took that one pound. He was not happy because he agreed one only. But when he was given the last, the 11th hour person came, he also gave. So he was not happy. He said, you are a hard man. Let us not say that you are a hard man. Let us not hide our talent. So now let us read from 24 onwards. Instead, you know what he had when he met the emotion that this person had was, he said that you're a hard man. Then he said, I feared, I was afraid, and went and hid. So he was fearing him. Lord was not his joy. He feared him. So that is the reason he said, I will put it into the ground. Now, what the Lord says in the 27th verse, in the 26th verse, he said, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I was like that. That is the grace. And he is taking it in the opposite way. The grace that he sowed, he did not sow in a place, but he reaped from there. He did not sow, but he found us. For Israel, he sowed. But for us, he never sowed. He never sowed, but he reaped from us. How did he do that? He says that you are a hard man. Now, the Lord says in the 26th verse, you wicked and lazy servant, that there are two words used that is exactly the same. Lazy and wicked. Then we see the 27th verse. You ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. What you should have done, at least minimum to minimum. Minimum to minimum when you receive a talent, what you should have done. What you should have done. The thing that you can always say is your testimony. Your testimony. When you say that testimony, that is only the relationship God had been so loving to you. And because if you are saying that testimony to others, another person who is standing there will take that testimony and he will have life. That is why Jesus says you should have given to the bankers. Whoever wants it, the one who wants it will take what? Take this talent, because you are now saying what? That Jesus is Lord. Jesus saved me. And this is my testimony. I was in jail. Someone came and talked to me. And he made the jail a heaven. Now, when this goes out, the other person hears and he says, I want to know this person. Who is this person? Then you introduce Christ. And then he gets this talent, he will trade. You understood? So if you don't give your testimony to others, he says, shame on you. We have to testify. That is very, very important. So I do not think that there is even one person who will hear this verse, hear this message, and then do the opposite. If you all say that you will say hallelujah. My God, gone. I was thinking your sound to come out like that. Should I ask again? How many times I have to ask? Say hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. So there is a day that we have to stand before the Lord. I am concluding now. Now, with all the talents, we are going to have one day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made to correct ourselves. Do you have? I want to ask you certain questions. Do you have the fear when you understand the truth? It's a question to you. Do you have the fear when you understand the truth? So, if you don't have, already there is joy and happiness in you. Then, what did you do with the talent that was entrusted with you? What did you do? What did you do? What are you going to do? What is your plan with regard to that? Have you any plan? Have you decided anything? Thank you. Someone who said from the back, yes. Thank you. So let us not dilute the question. Are you busy with the worldly master and working for him throughout? I am asking you a question. I don't need an answer. You answer it to the Lord. How much are you faithful for the blessings that we have received? How much we are when we are praying, how much we are faithful, how much we are thanking him for all the blessings that we have received. From the day, every day when you come and sit before God, the day of salvation should be there. From that time onwards, it shouldn't be. What is hiding is that you forget your salvation experience. You forget. That is why you are hiding it, because of the time. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1 and the 8th verse says that whoever is growing in this, 8th or 10th, I don't remember, or growing in this, but he does not live accordingly, he is like a blind person. A blind person who has forgotten everything that God has given. Everything that is. He is blind. So we shall not be blind. Say amen.
Amen.
Then, how much, again, children is God's talent to you. Whoever believes that, say amen.
Amen.
I think half of our brethren, they don't have children. Is it? No? Half of us, we are of the brethren, they don't have children. Children is God's gift to you.
Amen.
Thank you. So, nowadays, the divorce is happening. If the Christian values we are not able to plug into them, then immediately they go get married. And immediately, whether it is nowadays, earlier it was men who were too much of they go their own way. But nowadays, the girls, they do that. They are independent. They don't want. So it is a very different thing. Bible versus Bible ethics or Bible values are not being given in the house. In the house, it is not given. So even the Pentecostal marriages are coming into divorces. You have to put the Christian values. You know, yesterday Trump won, and one priest, Mari, he was, you know, he was telling, he was sending a message that you are given a place only because of God's grace. He was giving that, and he was the one who was stabbed. And he prayed for him. So look at that priest. He prayed for him publicly. He was stabbed by a person. Now, the children are, are you giving the values of patience, love, peace unto them? Are you doing that in your house? If it doesn't happen in your house, it will not be there. So are you an example for your children? We thank God. If you are an example, say amen.
Amen.
Those who have said, may God bless you.
Amen.
This side is I can hear. But this side? Gone. Now, if there is a PTA meeting in the school, will you not go there? On time, we will meet all the teachers and talk to them and see how my child is doing. And you will do all these things. If you have a PTA meeting in the Friday school here, you ask Brother Kenneth, he is postponing. Two people came. And now we will make it online so that your time is not gone. How much value you give for Christian values? It's a question to you, an open question to you. Where are we going as Christians? Where are we going? Where are we? Where we are heading to? Are we really submitting unto God? So let us all stand up. Let us all stand up before the holy God. David says it is better to fall in the hands of God. It is better to fall in the hands of God. Repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. Even you don't need to wait for another time. You can repent even now, because Psalms 32:5 says, I decided that I will confess all my sins. And God forgave all the sins. So God is there to look at your heart. I was convicted by this while I was preparing this message. Convicted to a lot. And I wrote everything that I have to do, which I forgot to do in my life. If this particular message, this God will come and have a head-on experience with you. If you believe, Bible says God is a rewarder. Do you believe that word?
Yes.
If you believe, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he will come to you.
Amen.
Okay, so may God bless you, but you keep a paper and a pen. Today, if you are faithful, if you have said, so many of you said hallelujah, and you have said yes to the Lord, if you have done that, take a paper and pen and jot all the things, sit before God and cry before God. He will make you aware of all your sins that you have not cleared with him. And may God bless you.
Church, the question is, what do you want to hear? When you are point blank with God, the further question is, what have you done with your talent? The good one is, what is your testimony? That testimony, when you meet up with God, when you hear that call, when you make that change that is necessary in your life, the turnaround, what is that testimony? Can Jesus say to you, well done, a good servant? Have you been hiding your talent? Are you preventing others to benefit from it? 1 Peter 4:10 says, I'm reading from Good News Translation. Each one, as a good manager of good difference, of God's difference gift, must use for the good of others the special gift he has received from God. So what are you doing with your talent? When you are with God, what are you expecting from him? We've had the message today. God is speaking to you. Wake up. May God show us the direction to follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to appreciate you and lift your name up. For the wonderful message that you had for us today, we thank you for reminding us when we are with you, when we are at your presence, what is the report, what is the response that we want to receive from you. Father, we thank you for this wonderful message, being thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray what this message has planted in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, shall continue to grow in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit for us to use our talent, the spirit for us to recognize our testimony when we make that U-turn and say, Lord, we are ready to follow you. Father, that spirit, Father, endow us in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank God for your servant that you have used for us this day. More anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to give him wisdom so that we can hear more from him in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him, bless the work of his hand, bless his children in Jesus' name. And let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. And for you that have heard about the message today, the Lord bless you and make his face to shine upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Before we share the grace, on the 16th, we've had the announcement. Excellent men, they are having their programs at Gala Church. Because of that only, the women ministry timing has changed from 5 to 7 p.m. Please take note of this, because the men are finishing up by 4 p.m. over there. And that program for women ministry is a special program as well. On that very day, it's Thanksgiving program, singing from various groups to appreciate what God has done. This information is exclusively for the sister. Please have it in your mind. Brother, also make sure that as soon as you get back, you have to bring sister to this place, because you are having your program at Gala Church and the women ministry program is right here. Please, let's have this in our mind. It's a wonderful program, special program for men ministry on the 16th, and for women ministry also in the evening. It's a special program as well. May God bless us in Jesus' name. Shall we joyfully share the grace together in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and do have a wonderful week ahead.